Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said today he hopes Beijing's relationship with Washington will not be interfered with or damaged after U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's telephone conversation with Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen. Trump tweeted late Friday that Taiwan's president had actually called him rather than him calling her, as some media had reported. The call was the first such contact between a U.S. president or president-elect and a Taiwanese leader since the United States broke diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 1979 in favor of developing closer ties with China. China claims democratically ruled Taiwan is part of its territory. Iran is threatening to retaliate after the U.S. Senate gave Congress final approval to an extension of the American sanctions law against Iran. Lawmakers of both U.S. political parties argue the United States must maintain leverage over Iran. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell:
preserving these sanctions is critical given Iran's disturbing pattern of aggression and its persistent efforts to expand its sphere of influence across the Middle East.
Enacted two decades ago, the sanctions were meant to address longstanding U.S. concerns, such as Iran's support for international terrorism. Partially lifted under the nuclear accord implemented last year, lawmakers said sanctions should be kept at the ready. United Nations wants to provide $1 billion worth of supplies next year to victims of Boko Haram, the jihadist in northeastern Nigeria, as part of the UN Humanitarian Response Plan for 2017. This is VOA News.